On behalf of Bishop Kelly, our bishops, and all my fellow religious, I'd like to wish you all a very blessed and happy Holy Saturday. The epistle for the first Mass of Easter is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, the third chapter. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ shall appear, who is your life, then you also shall appear with him in glory. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. And in the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him the guards were struck with terror, and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the women, Fear you not, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he has said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye his disciples that he is risen, and behold, he will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Fear ye not, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Tell ye his disciples that he is risen, and behold, he will go before you into Galilee. These are words taken from the Gospel for the first Mass of Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The ceremonies we witness this morning, my dear friends, are of a very ancient origin. They are the longest and perhaps the most beautiful ceremonies of the Church. And by these ceremonies, we reenact, so to speak, the resurrection of our divine Savior. This we do especially with the ceremony of the lighting of the Paschal candle. We began this morning outside the church blessing the new fire. The blessed fire symbolizes the divinity of Christ, which is joined to his human soul. After the blessing of the fire, we solemnly proceeded into the darkened church, which represents the dark tomb where the body of Christ was laid after his death. And we proceeded to bless the Paschal candle. The Paschal candle, before it was lit, symbolized the dead body of Christ laying in the tomb on a cold slab of stone. In the candle, there are five holes representing the five wounds of Christ. And before the candle is lit, five grains of incense, which were blessed outside, are placed into these five holes. The sweet-smelling incense represents the love which Christ received the nails and the lance for love of us. The incense also stands for the love of St. Mary Magdalene and the other holy women who went to the tomb that first Easter Sunday morning to anoint the dead body of Christ. The Paschal candle was then lit, and at this moment it now represents the moment of the resurrection, when our Lord's body and soul were reunited in the Holy Sepulchre. Now, in the midst of contemplating our divine Savior and his glorious resurrection, our Holy Mother, the Church, draws our attention to another person. She holds out to us St. Mary Magdalene, the sinner turned saint. When we proceed into the dark church with the new fire, the deacon, not a priest, carries a triple reed, and this candle is very significant. And it's also significant for the deacon whose office it is to preach, to represent St. Mary Magdalene at this time. For it was she who was the first to preach the resurrection. On that first Easter Sunday morning, as we read in the Gospel, it was St. Mary Magdalene who was sent by the angel at the Holy Sepulchre to preach, as it were, the resurrection of Christ to the apostles. She was sent to proclaim this glorious news to the unbelieving apostles who had lost their faith and abandoned our Lord only a few days before. St. Mary Magdalene thus has a very special place in the sacred liturgy of the Church during this Easter season. She has as well a very special place in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, for she is the first person on record to make a return of love to the Sacred Heart, an act of reparation for the coldness and indifference of men, the coldness and indifference of Simon the Pharisee. As she should have a very special place in our hearts as well, for St. Mary Magdalene is a proof to all of us that sinners can indeed become the greatest of saints. She is the proof that no matter how many sins we may have committed in the past, no matter how often we have fallen under the crosses of our state in life, or how many times we've been weighed down by struggles and sorrows, St. Mary Magdalene is the proof that with God's grace and our persevering efforts, we can overcome these things, and we too can one day become great saints. On this Holy Saturday, then, my dear friends, remember St. Mary Magdalene, who carried the news of the risen Savior to the triumphant apostles. And today, through the ceremonies of Holy Mother the Church, she brings the message once again to us of our Lord's victory over the power of hell. We are to respond to that message, as she did, by making acts of reparation and love to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We must do our part, as St. Paul says, to work out our salvation and do what is necessary to save our souls. As the Old Testament book of Job says, the life of man on earth is a warfare, and that warfare is with the world, the flesh, and the devil. It's a warfare to save our soul. Let us take then the example of St. Mary Magdalene, who came through that warfare in her own life so triumphantly. Let us look to her for that perfect mixture of putting all of our efforts into something, and then, with God's grace, persevering until we become great saints. And as St. Mary Magdalene persevered to become a great saint and the one to announce the news of the resurrection to the apostles, let us also call upon the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Queen of Heaven, and ask her to help us in this endeavor. Help us so that one day we may share in the victory of that first Easter Sunday and be happy with our Lord, the risen Savior, for all eternity. May Almighty God bless you, and may you have a happy and holy Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.